souls, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We're coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I'm called by Jesus Christ and God the Father to be a soldier of the cross of Christ. And I have been sent to the body of Christ to call the church of Jesus Christ back to the cross, to come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and Him crucified, in order to prepare the bride for her soon coming heavenly King. Praise the Lord. Let us pray from Ephesians 1, 17 through 23. Father of all glory, in the name of Jesus, I pray you may give unto all your saints the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, and that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of Christ's calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly place, is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. Amen and amen. Father, I further pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives the utterance, and that your anointed one will loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, break every yoke of bondage, tear down strongholds in the listeners' lives, and let the oppressed go free. I pray that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that you would prepare the hearts, Father, to receive the incorruptible word of the living God. Father, I further pray in the name of Jesus that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that it would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from blinding the minds of the hearers or stopping up their ears, and I bind you from stealing the seed sown or sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has instructed me to teach again on the one true gospel. I am called by Christ to bring the faith of the church of Jesus Christ back to the cross and a death of self with Jesus Christ there, so that Jesus can live through us, thus destroying the works of the devil in us, as the risen Lord brings in the last harvest. Brothers and sisters, your faith has to be in the death of yourself with Christ on the cross daily, not in any other thing, or else you will make the cross of Christ of none effect in your life. The cross and your death there with Christ is where your faith has to be, and it is the only place your faith must be to gain total victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, the results of which is holiness. And without holiness, no man will see the Lord. Seeing so many Christians falling into sin and being lulled to sleep and slothfulness, not caring about the Great Commission anymore, I can't help but wonder if they will ever realize that their falling into sin has everything to do with the false doctrines that divert the focus of their faith to anything other than the cross and a death of self there with Christ. The gospel of the kingdom is that we must lose our sin nature life by the faith in our death with Christ on the cross in order to gain His sinless, resurrected, eternal life in us. Our faith must not be in anything but our death with Christ on the cross. If we put our faith in praying or fasting or Bible study or our denomination or our religion or water baptism or positive thinking or faith confessions or communion or wisdom of word, etc., 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 for our victory, then we have made the cross of Christ of none effect, and we have canceled any victory afforded to us through the cross. The power of the resurrected life of Christ being lived out through us can only be granted to us by the Holy Spirit if our faith is exclusively in our baptism of death with Jesus Christ on the cross. The only thing sinners saved by grace can boast or glory in is that we are crucified with Christ. If anything that we do that we are putting our faith in seems to be working for us now, it is only because that misdirected faith has not been tested, and it is due to God's sovereign grace covering us in our ignorance. But But once we hear the message of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom, we have no more covering for our ignorance, and God then commands our repentance and the return of our faith to the cross. If we do not respond to the one true gospel with repentance and a return of our faith exclusively to the cross and our death there with Jesus Christ, God will remove the Spirit of grace who was our schoolmaster and that covered us in our ignorance, and as a result of our false faith being tested, we will fall away from God because we stubbornly rejected His one true gospel. When the Spirit of grace was removed from Samson in Judges 16 and 20, he said he would go out as at other times before and shake himself. And he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. His eyes were put out and he was put in bondage serving the enemy. This will happen eventually to all those that reject this one true gospel. Their spiritual eyes will be put out and they will ignorantly be serving Satan in their religion and thinking all the time that they are serving God Almighty. My beloved brothers and sisters, our faith in anything other than our baptism of death with Christ on the cross, when tested, will fail because no other faith affords us the power of the resurrected Christ living in us, who gives us victory over the world, the sin nature in our flesh, and the devil. Any other gospel than this one true gospel curses us with spiritual blindness and renders us as slaves to Satan. And when our false faith gained from our false gospels is tested, we will fall. And the fall is inevitable. Then we will wonder what hit us or what we are doing wrong. I'm telling you right now, you're listening to the wrong gospels. There's only one true gospel. Brothers and sisters, God the Father has sent me to you so you will not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Please let me explain about the placement or focus of our faith. So many of the things that we do, which we put our faith in, are good in their own right. And we should do them, like praying and fasting all the time. But none of these things we do will gain us the victory over our sin nature. That is because they do not address the root cause of the problem, which is our sin nature, which we have no power to overcome. Brothers and sisters, if our faith is not the faith that comes from the one true gospel, and that is a faith in the death of ourselves with Christ on the cross, then whatever we do that may seem to be working at present is simply because of God's great mercy in covering us with His grace in our ignorance of proper faith until He can get the proper faith teaching to us. But once we receive that one faith from the one true gospel of the kingdom, there is no more excuse for our ignorance, and He commands us to repent and come to the unity of this one faith. Because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death, we are bound to fall into sin continually. It will happen when our false faith is tested. If our faith is not in our death, there is no power to kill our sin nature, thus delivering us from the power of our sin nature with the resurrected life of Christ. If our faith is not focused on our death with Christ on the cross, it is only a matter of time before the devil puts us in chains and yokes of worldly, religious, fleshly, demonic bondage. And when it happens, we can cry and plead to God all we want for deliverance, and it will not come if our faith is in anything else but our death with Christ on the cross. We can cry and seek repentance with tears like Esau in Hebrews 12:17, and it will not come until we repent and return to the one true gospel that alone can impart the faith for the death of ourselves with Christ on the cross. Without this one faith, which comes from this one true gospel, even if you want to do right, you will find out that there is no power in your flesh to do right. When the trying of your faith comes, you had better be ready to fight with the only weapon that will give you the power to defeat Satan, the faith in your baptism of death with Christ on the cross. You had better stay away from all the false religions on TV and radio, etc., that do not preach this one true gospel that imparts the only power through the only faith that will deliver us and set us free from our sin nature to serve Jesus Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters, when Jesus knew that the devil was coming to tempt Peter severely, he did not pray for his prayers or his fasting or Bible study or denomination or water baptism or positive thinking or faith confessions or communion or wisdom of the word, etc., etc., not to fail. He prayed that his faith fail not. Brothers and sisters, faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross is the only power to deliver us from our sin nature and keep us holy until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul warned Timothy about false brethren, wolves in sheep's clothing in the last days, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. The power he is speaking of here is the power in the message of the cross, my beloved brothers and sisters, to impart the faith to die in order for the power of the resurrected Christ to live. Brothers and sisters, we are going to live or Christ is going to live. Both of us cannot live together due to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. We who can do no good must be dead by the faith in order for Christ, who can do no evil, to be alive in us and live His resurrected life through us. The only other alternative will be that we who can only do evil will be alive serving Satan, and Jesus that can only do good will be dead in us. The choice is yours, brothers and sisters. Choose you this day who you will serve. If we do not understand this one gospel, which we must understand to defeat the devil, then Christ will die in us. And because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, when we fail and then cry out to God to strengthen us to overcome evil, God will not strengthen us to overcome any sin when we're supposed to be dead by the faith. How can God strengthen a dead man? It is not God's will for us to be alive. God will not hear prayers that are not according to His will. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. We are wicked. We are sinners. We can do no good thing. That is why Jesus had to die, to provide a means for us to die and for Him to live through us. It can only happen by the faith in our baptism of death, which is imparted to us by the one true gospel. God will cover us in our ignorance with His grace and mercy until we hear the teaching and preaching of this one true gospel, which is the gospel of the kingdom. But He does not hear sinners, and that is what we are until we choose to die with Christ on the cross and take up this one faith and follow Him daily. It is the will of God for Christ to live in the believer, to translate them into the kingdom of God, and He, the resurrected Christ in the believer, has already overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Only the resurrected Christ inside of the believer, alive and living by the faith, can defeat the devil and deliver us from the power of darkness and translate us into the kingdom of God. We must lose our life by the faith in order for Christ to live. There's no other way to victory. We cannot defeat a flea. Believers with Jesus cannot defeat a flea. Believers and Jesus cannot defeat a flea. Only Jesus alone is able to do the works of the Father through us. All the power belongs to God and none to us. There is nothing we can do in our own strength to deliver ourselves. Not praying, not water baptism, not fasting, not communion, not religious works, not going to church, not wisdom of scriptures, not faith confessions, etc., etc. Nothing can deliver us except our believing that we are dead and the resurrected Christ is alive in us to do all, as we yield our entire life to Him each and every day by this one faith. My beloved brothers and sisters, our victory is in Christ Jesus. And no other gospel imparts the faith for us to get in Christ Jesus except the one true gospel of the kingdom. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Romans 6:3. What gospel are you listening to and financing? It will determine your eternal destiny. Repent and come back to the cross of Christ and die so that Christ can live and impart His eternal life to you. I've run out of time. I pray that the very God of peace would sanctify you wholly and preserve your whole spirit and soul and body blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus. Amen. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.